This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A white man was struck and killed on Georgia Pacific Road Wednesday, the third fatality this week. A South Carolina woman has been charged with felony death by vehicle and driving while impaired in the case. David Jackson was part of a work crew taking a break when Chloe Sagendorf, age 27, allegedly crossed the center line at a high rate of speed and struck him. Sagendorf was later arrested by Whiteville police. Look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Two men were airlifted after a collision between a tractor trailer and a farm truck on Tuesday. Trooper Hernandez of the Highway Patrol said the old 76 highway accident happened when a truckload of sweet potatoes failed to stop at an intersection. It drove onto the back of an 18-wheeler, causing the tractor trailer to overturn. The road was closed for hours while the wreck was cleared. A Tabor City man will not face charges after driving one of three vehicles that struck and killed Jarrell McMillan on October 26th. The Highway Patrol said Entrell Moore contacted authorities and said he thought he'd struck an animal in the roadway. Troopers are still looking for two other motorists in the Fair Bluff incident. Chief Doug Ifock is retiring from the Whiteville Police Department. Ifock announced his retirement Tuesday at City Council. The Craven County native will leave the department in February with 30 years in law enforcement. State Treasurer Dale Falwell has demanded $2 million in legal fees from Blue Cross Blue Shield. BCBS sued the state after they failed to get a new contract to administer the state health plan. Aetna received the new contract, ending BCBS's 4 decades as the administrator. The trial courts ruled that the state had every right to change contractors. Governor Roy Cooper has commuted the life sentence for a convicted murderer from Robinson County. George Lassane, age 47, has served 30 years in prison for killing Larry McCormick. In addition to earning his GED and college diplomas, Lassane has become a mentor in the prison system and is a faith leader behind bars. He will be released later this month. The commutation was one of 4, along with 2 pardons, that were announced Wednesday by the governor. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is Saturday in Winnebago. There's a treeing contest at 12:30, followed by the Yep class at 2:30, bench show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. The event even includes meals and snacks. You can even borrow a coonhound if your kid doesn't have one, and it's free for all youth. The grand prize this year is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. That's a nice ride, y'all. The 4 highest scoring hound teams in the 7 p.m. hunt will go back out for a final cast for the grand prize. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. There's a bake sale Saturday at the Museum of Natural Sciences from 2 until 4 p.m. Proceeds from the sale will go to the North Carolina Natural Homeschool Co-op and the museum. A variety of homemade treats will be available. Evergreen Fire Department has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday through the month of November, starting at 7 p.m. Food is available nightly. Only stock guns are allowed. Transformation Church hosts their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, starting at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, beginning December 6th, starting at 7 p.m. The shoots will be held through December 23rd at the park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.